And that's how he found me. I've pretty much owed him my life ever since. Even in the facility, I never forgot. I mean, if it hadn't been for him, I'd probably been neuralized and forced to work in those horrible flesh clone organ farms. Not that I'm opposed to having my hands in guts or anything. I just like that kind of thing to be on my own terms. You know? More tea?
Okay.
Excellent.
So, you know, whenever you're ready to, you know?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Sugar?
This is some kind of submissive thing, right? You want to be punished or something.
No, not really. A lump or two.
I don't want any fast damn tea, lady.
Oh, coffee then?
Admit it. This is what you want. I can see it in your eyes. You're very, very naughty.
You really shouldn't have done that.
Ow! My arm!
Naughty? Oh, I've been naughty. You have no idea.
Great, Faz. What you doing to that hooker?
It looks like foreplay to me.
Put the whore down, Moot.
But Har, I like this one. She's sassy. Can I keep her in the hold or something? I haven't had a pet in so long.
Moat, we have to go. Now.
Fine. Oh, she whimpers too. So cute.
You've had your fun. Come on. We've got somewhere to be.
Where are we going?
Don't ask.
We're picking up a package from a old friend.
You are listening to Artemis Byrne, a Tin Ceiling production, brought to you by C4 Left Productions, specializing in theatrical audio and video. And now, Artemis Byrne, Episode 3, Pull the Other One.
We're going where?
Back to Tranquility.
The place we just blasted out of. The place we just stole a ship from. The place we almost died trying to escape. We're going back there?
Yep.
Huh. Stellar. So when do we leave?
As soon as we discuss the plan.
Plan? Plan? There's no plan. You seem to be making this stuff up as you go along.
Your complaints are becoming rather tiresome, Renj. Moat, how long has it been since you forcibly removed someone's tongue?
4 years, 10 months, 7 days, 12 hours, and 4.5 minutes.
Fine, here, take it. Better not on Thancred and back on my Thower Worth.
Have it your way. Moat?
Finally.
Wait. Nobody needs to get their tongue ripped out today. Besides, the tubby bastard has a point.
He does he?
I do?
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, Har. I'm thankful you broke us out and all, but hell, we've been shot at, damn near blown out of the sky, almost suffocated, captured, and then just for kicks we went to a casino, so you could catch up with the guy whose mother you sodomized. Now we're heading back to some mysterious box? A box, Harlan?
I'm getting a little bored with your recap of events, Tripe. Perhaps you'd like to get to the point.
Exactly. What's the point, Har? Why don't we just hit the engines as far as they'll take us, dump this death trap of a ship, and start fresh?
What did you think was going to happen when we got out? Lemon cakes and rainbows? The mauve beaches of Color 8 and sunsets? This is how things work, Tech Boy. You're a runner now. I suggest you suck it up and get used to it.
What's in the box?
None of your concern.
We're putting our neck out for it. I want to know what's in it. Pardon slips?
No.
Money?
Maybe.
The thing to make the quark drive work.
Excuse me?
The quark drive. The engineer filled me in on the whole thing back on Evermore. The Artemis really does have one of those retro thingamajigs, doesn't it?
Wait, the quark drive is real? That wasn't bullshit back there?
Apparently the guild know all about it. They've been trying to get the thing to work, but they just can't. Missing something, he told me. They've been trying to reverse engineer the thing for ages.
Solar?
Fantasy. There's no way. It's not supposed to exist.
It doesn't. That little twerp back on the Evermore would have told you anything to save his hide. You'd do well to forget this whole mess and just go
just
on.
Just what?
Have a little faith. I've gotten us this far, haven't I?
Faith in the notorious Harlan Dodge. Yeah, pull the other one.
Look, I know I promised a lot of things to all three of you once we broke out. but none of that can happen without that box. I can only give you my word that I'll make good on those things. If we don't go back to Tranquility, though, we might as well go back to the Slammer. Now then, we're going to continue playing 20 questions, or can we get on with things?
What's the plan?
Yeah, what's the plan?
Reg?
Whatever.
Good. I genuinely feel affection towards all of you right now. Don't worry. It's a fleeting feeling. Reg, what do you know about the Rockford Banking Corporation?
Only that's very high security and very high-class investors.
And their internal systems?
The computers. Very little outside of outrageous embezzlement.
Fine. We're in a rush anyway. You're going to teach Tripe everything you know about their systems. Tripe, once he's done blabbering on, we're going to need you to create an identity for our man, Reg, here.
Sounds easy enough. Once we're closer to the planet, I can go ahead
You'll have to do it from here. We're leaving the Artemis. You're staying here.
Oh, thank fast.
Leaving the Artemis? But I thought Spence said...
Don't you worry about Spence. He won't try anything. Besides, we can't exactly take a ship everyone on Tranquility is looking for. Moat, when we get on world, you're going to have to find us a way off the planet.
Sure, but how are we going to get back to the planet?
Got it covered. Now let's go raid the laundry. Reg and I are going to need some disguises.
Who? What? Me?
You're my bank man. You know how to deal with these... people. Don't worry, Lunchbox. I've got this all under control.
You mean to tell me Harlan was here?
I guess so. There were three of them. A fat Englishman, and a pixie, and... the bald one. The one who shot the captain.
Yep, that's him. I knew he was vicious, but this is taking it to a whole new level.
It's a frickin' bloodbath around here. Look at the walls. I haven't seen anything like this since that guild coup a couple years ago.
You were there? I thought the mayor had that locked down tighter than the Albarian wormhole. How the faz did you get into the building?
Sometimes it pays to be diplomatic with your clients. Wouldn't you say so, Boothy?
Suck it, Zoo. At least I'm not bending over every time some lower echelon bureaucrat picks up the vid phone looking for a cheap date.
How dare you talk to me like that? I'll have you know that I...
Oh, Faz.
What an ungodly mess. I can't even begin to imagine how a person could even manage this much carnage.
Did you see what he did to those altar boys? Dismembered every last one of them, then mailed the heads back to their parents. Harlan Dodge is not someone to be messed with.
Guys, it looks like the ship is still drifting towards the planet. Should we do something?
None of the navigation systems seem to be working.
Hey, Puke Boy, can you get this thing up and running?
Are you kidding? I'm not going back in there. There's no way you're getting...
You were saying...
There seems to be some sort of dampening field surrounding the ship. Probably why I can't reach Tony.
Hey, guys. I think there's something out there.
Yeah, it's the planet, dumbass, and we're headed straight for it.
I've almost got the dampening field down. We should be able to use our communicators as soon as it's gone. Got it.
No. I mean something else.
Like what?
See it? It's right there, that little red blinking light.
Huh. This whole system seems to be infected with some sort of virus. I'll try to get the sensors up.
What red light? Where? Are you smoking slags again?
Tony. Tony, can you hear me?
Hey, there you are, boss. I was thinking you were gone for good. Boss, we gotta get out of here.
What? Why?
Navigation systems are up. We... Oh, dear Faz.
What? What is it?
That little red blinking light out there? It's a bomb. And it's headed straight for us.
So by shifting our resources in the state capital to the outlying areas, we just might be able to offset this latest loss of jobs in the northern areas. The guild may not like it.
Madam Mayor, there's a gentleman here to see you.
I'm very, very,
Oh, what's the word? Busy, Miss Lauterpine. Have whatever worthless hoodlum it is make an appointment next month, then lose it somewhere.
Very well.
Keep talking, Hawks. You have some of my attention.
Right. Well, the Guild Council will probably...
Madam Mayor, I'm sorry to call again, but the gentleman insists that you're expecting him.
What's his name?
Well, he refuses to give it. But he's rather charming, and... he spoke to you last spring at the Conference on National Grief.
Ah, the moment of truth, isn't it? Yes, Miss Lauterpine, by all means, send our guest in. You should probably scurry off somewhere now, Miss Hawks. We'll continue our discussion another time.
But the Guild isn't going to wait.
More pressing matters, my dear. Like the wonderful set of abs on this fine specimen here.
Oh, my dear Mayor, how kind of you. But I should say you're looking more radiant than ever. Oh? And who is this beautiful young mistress you're with?
Oh, this is Hawks. She was just leaving.
Oh, too bad. I always love occupying space with a pair of elegant young ladies such as yourselves.
Some other time, perhaps.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Oh, Sin, you always do know the right buttons.
Why, Lana, to think I should have to push buttons with you, a woman of your sophistication and charms?
Drink.
Always.
So what of our floating little mess?
The crew has been taken care of. It got a bit messy, but nothing a nuclear torpedo won't vaporize. I expect very shortly you'll be getting reports of a malfunctioned guild ship on the front screens tomorrow. The press is going to have a field day with this one.
Huh, that's the third guild ship in the last year to have mysteriously malfunctioned like that. They must be having some real problems over there. Speaking of which, are you still available for another job?
For you, my dear, anything.
I've sent a little pet of mine on a scavenger hunt of sorts. Well, let's imagine that his hunt is bringing him back into the nest, if you will.
So, it's the altar boys again?
No. This time I need you to help him. Make sure no one gets in his way while he's here. I've sent some marshals out to find him, you know, to keep the public at ease, and I know the guild's on his tail also. The local authorities will probably show up, but it's imperative that he gets what he's looking for and is able to continue scavenging. I know it's outside of your normal routine, but what do you say?
As long as I know there are such beautiful creatures as yourself in my world to greet me when I return.
Excellent. So, got any plans right now?
Oh, none that I can think of. Come here.
Oh! Miss Lauterpine, cancel all my appointments for the day and hold my calls. I'm going to be indisposed for the rest of the evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and find Hawks and have her change into that plaid skirt of hers. Then have her join us up in my room.
Try to blow up an empty guild ship. We gotta move.
You're a smart fellow. Can't you disarm it or something?
I'm an engines and warp drives expert. I don't know the first thing about weapon systems, especially ones that measure their impact in megatrons.
Well, maybe we should get the Faz out of here then.
Tony, fire up the engines. We're coming back.
Okay, boss, but by our calculation, we won't be able to get far enough away to escape the blast.
So what are you saying, Tony? I'll never get to sip sea aerials on the shores of Caldonia again? Oh dear.
Well, I'm not sitting around here waiting to be turned into a pile of space ashes. How the hell do we get back to our ship from here?
Well, you... There's another ship in the area. It's the Remus! The Guild is here!
Do you think they can disable the bomb?
Well, one of my best buds is the chief weapon programmer for the Remus, and as long as he's on board... They did it. Ha! He did it!
There looks to be a message coming in.
What are you waiting for? Bring it up.
This is Captain McIntyre of the guild ship Remus, requesting consult with the captain of the Evermore.
Sir, this is Tech 10th Class Smith. Captain Freebar is, dead, sir.
Dead? Huh. I always knew I'd outlast that one. Well, where's the commanding officer, then?
Well, that's just it, sir. I'm the only one left. Everyone else is dead, sir.
I see. The prefects aren't going to be happy. They paid handsomely for those grunts. But I guess now there'll be a few more officer spots available, eh, Smith?
You guild fucks are all the same. Got a whole pile of dead bodies around here, and you're already thinking about your next promotion. But hey, at least you saved your ship, right?
Ah, bounty hunters. I'm gonna have to bathe again tonight after this little chat. But I suppose you could be of some use to us.
Yeah, right.
That child murderer Dodge stole our ship, and we want it back. We have reason to believe he's on his way back to Tranquility, and is headed for the Eastern Bank and Trust. We'd pay you very well for his capture and the return of our ship. We might even throw in a little extra for the object he's after, too.
Why us? Unless, of course, you need us because you and the mayor aren't on the best terms right now.
You could say that. Of course, when we, the Guild, are trying so hard to rescue the people of Tranquility from the clutches of a tyrannical despot...
Yeah, save it. There are no vid cams around here anywhere, so you can stick that load of shit...
Well, I don't know about you folks, but I think I'll be on my way now. Got a fugitive to catch? Tony, keep those burners going. We're headed to Tranquility. And Booth.
Yeah?
Last one there is a rotten reptile cocoon.
Such a child. McIntyre. A reward, eh? What if I don't trust you?
What, are you saying the guild goes back on its word?
Exactly. So, I'm taking this one with me. I get your ship back, and you get your precious engineer back.
What makes you think he means anything to us?
What did you say your rank was, dear? Class 10?
Oh, Faz.
Probably aren't too many of those around, are there, Captain? You should really watch how you throw your secrets around next time.
Very well. But we get our ship and our 10 back safe, understood?
Feels good to get that edge back. The upper hand's so hard to come by sometimes, wouldn't you say, Deputy?
Attention patrons of the Ticklish Whisker. The complimentary shuttle to Tranquility will dock in 2 minutes.
This, for the record, may be the stupidest plan ever.
Watch your mouth, Reg.
Oh, hello, Mac Manager Person. We're a bunch of criminals here to pick up a box someone's dead mother left for us. Oh, and we're on the run from the law, so if you could just put a bit of a rush on that.
Shut up, Reg. Tripe, how's it going?
You two look like a couple of penguins in the B-skirt of Quadrant 6.
Cute. What about the link-up?
Oh, the Artemis' systems aren't really made for hacking a rating 15 banking grid, are? It's not exactly handshaking with the network... as much as holding it down and trying to fuck it while it squirms.
You know what I love about you two? Full of criticism, but no ideas of your own. How about you, Moat? Anything you'd like to add?
Nope. I mean, I'd like to kill something. But this is fine, too.
See that, boys? You should all take a page from Moat here. Full of faith in the mission. Stay the course and all that.
My sociopaths are.
Ever taste your own scrotum before, fat boy? I can arrange that.
Children. Could we please not call any more attention to ourselves? I'd prefer getting planetside before we have to deal with the authorities for any reason. Just stick with the plan and we'll all come out of this slick as shit. Remember the old saying? The coolest of cucumbers make the most successful salads.
Who the faz says that? Your complimentary shuttle has docked. Please watch your step when boarding through the lock.
Let's go. Try to get that connection stable. Moat, when we get there, you know what to do. Reg, try not to sweat too much.
Ah.
Smell that? That is the smell of commerce. Money changing hands. One person to one company. To one person. Oh, that last person used to be me. I forgot what a rush it was to be around money.
Good to see you're feeling better, Mr. McGillicuddy. Now, if we could just keep to the business at hand. Tripe?
Connection's up for now. The system's harder to handle than a Fromelian labia, but I think we're okay.
Good. Where to now?
Just over there is where we need to be. Secured deposits.
Let's get to it then. The sooner we're out of here, the better.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm Percival Hamshack, Secured Deposits.
Charles McGillicuddy. This is my associate, Carneas Young.
And it is a pleasure to... Great Fat! What is that smell?
Careful shaking his hand there. Horrible skin disease on this one. Terrible thing picked up from a bit of deviancy performed on a couple of Tothan jungle cows when he was a boy. Eats the fissure off the intestine so that you're nothing but slop and bile on the inside. Emits a terrible odor from the pores as well. Very communicable.
Great Fast. It sounds horrible.
Yes, very. I'm learning to live with it.
Oh, poor wretched bastard. But he's a mathematical genius. Handles all of my affairs.
Well, could he... Could you... What can I assist you gentlemen with today?
A box, my good man. My box, in particular. Here's all the pertinent paperwork.
Right, let's take a look at the system.
All right, boys, here we go.
All righty, Mr. McGillicuddy. It looks like everything's in order.
Factor 15 don't mean shit to Tripe. In like a hot-buttered nanoclave.
My, this is quite the security package you've purchased for yourself, sir.
Wait, security package? What's he talking about?
It is? Well, I mean, of course it is. Only the best for my most important... bulls and such. I do very important work, you see. Very hush-hush.
I understand, sir. It's a very impressive package. But you should understand that there are a few measures we'll have to follow.
Measures?
Of course. I mean, I did buy the package, didn't I? The McGillicuddy fortune depends on it, I suppose.
Perhaps you could remind Master McGillicuddy just what those measures are. It has been a while since last he visited your banking establishment, hasn't it? Sir?
Oh, Faz, yes. Far too long.
Well, it's your standard security package, Mr. McGillicuddy. We'll begin with fingerprinting.
Fingerprinting?
And then voice printing.
Voice printing?
We'll follow that with a retinal scan.
Retina scan?
And then we'll do the double inverted phasmatic blood scan.
Oh, Faz, we're fucked!
Oh, here we are.
Nice one, Guinevere. I should have called more.
I'm sorry, sirs. What was that?
This is preposterous.
Sir, these are the standard procedures.
Need I remind you, Mr. Hamshack, that I'm a very important investor to this facility, and a very busy man. I don't have time for such trivialities. Those are for other people with far less stature in planetary economics as I.
I understand, sir. We'll try to make this process as quick as possible. I'll just ready the materials, if you'll excuse me.
Hey, Harlan? Got problems.
Shit. What is it now?
The bank, several hundred of Tranquility's finest just showed up outside. Looks like they're gearing up for a war.
Oh, Faz, we gotta get out of here.
Sit down, Reggie. You're going to cause a scene.
But the fuzzhaw, those security measures.
I said sit. Good, Reg. Tripe, what can you do?
Honestly, not a damn thing. I may be able to get you through a few, but making a goddamn blood scan isn't exactly in my repertoire.
Holy sweat and Faz in a parka.
Now what?
I haven't seen that much artillery before. I'm kind of horny right now, I have to say.
Moat, where are you?
Far enough away to be glad I'm not in there.
What about our getaway ship?
I haven't found anything fast enough.
Fast enough? We're about to get pinched and you're worried about the ship you're gonna nab.
Look, you walking gravy boat. I don't tell you how to do your job, so don't... Well, hello there, Marshal Booth.
Moat, what's going on?
I think I may have found something. An old friend just showed up. I gotta go.
Oh, go. Go, she says. We're about to get killed, and she's off gallivanting with her buddies.
Tripe, are you still in the system?
Barely. Not that it means anything at this point.
I need a distraction.
Sure. Like what?
I don't know. Surprise me.
Surprise me, he says. Right. Well, you're the boss.
All right, Reg. Follow my lead.
Pull the other one.
Hey, that's your idea I'm running with.
My idea?
Shh, here comes Hamshack.
Okay, gentlemen, if you could just follow me, we'll get started. I'm sorry, is he going to be okay?
Oh, he gets this way at times. Awful fits. Just don't get too close.
Too close?
Communicable, as I've said. Cost me thousands to get inoculated against the bastard thing.
Well, sir, what does he think he's doing? Sir, you can't touch those papers.
What the hell else is he supposed to use? He's got to catch the phlegm in something before it escapes.
Phlegm? Escapes?
I'm sorry, but if we could just get on with the rest of the tests, Mr. Hampshire, we may need to get him to a medical before the glands in his throat release the spores.
Spores? I'll tell you what, Mr. McGillicuddy, why don't we just take you down to the vault and you can collect your own things? If you don't mind signing this.
Right then. There you are. Lead the way, good man. Come now, Carneus. Collect yourself. I'll not have you infecting my bounty.
Of course.
My God!
My ship, my rules, deputy. Now let's get this collar. Maybe I can hit them bars before moonrise.
Ma'am? Excuse me, ma'am. You can't park your ship here. The Tranquility Authority is conducting...
Ah, can it, straight and narrow. Bounty hunter on special request from the mayor herself. What's the situation, Mr...
Fromage. Major Mastiff Fromage.
Fromage?
Yes.
Like the cheese.
Yes.
Right.
Hello? The situation.
Ma'am, we are waiting the arrival of the targets. No sign of the Artemis or her crew as of yet, but we are fully prepared when they come. Just a moment. Seems there's some activity inside the bank.
Sounds delicious. Why don't you show me to your commander so we can get this thing wrapped up?
Yes, ma'am. This way.
And here we are, sirs. Your unit is number 790302. You can let the guards outside know when you're done.
Thank you, Mr. Hampshire. I'll be sure to tell your superiors how well you've helped us this afternoon.
No, thank you, sir. You have a good day.
Right, let's pop this thing open and go home.
You know the code, yeah?
Access denied. Access denied.
My birthday. Gwen always was a bit of a soft touch.
Look at all that money.
Awful nice of her. Ah, here it is.
What? A chip? A chip?
This, my portly comrade, is the key to everything.
So the quark drive is real?
Oh, very, very real. Spence's mother and I were working on the drive years before I got framed. The day of the first successful test was the day I bought a first-class ticket to the facility.
But why, man? It's just a hyperdrive, right? And a busted one at that. Why not cut your losses?
I have my reasons.
Which are?
My reasons.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Lies, lies, and more lies. I can't imagine what's next.
Ah! The door! Run for it!
Damn. You just had to say something, didn't you?
Sirs, I'm sorry for this inconvenience, but we had taken a clip of Mr. McGillicuddy's voice from our security recordings to compare it to the voice printing in order to expedite your request. Apparently, Mr. McGillicuddy does not exist. The authorities are on their way.
Little do they know.
Oh, that's just peaches, isn't it? And how are we going to get out of this one, fearless lady?
Good question.
Hawks, would you be a dear and get me something to drink? Something stiff.
Madam Mayor, an encrypted communique is coming in from Marshal Booth.
Oh, put it through.
Mayor, we've got Harlan cornered. He's trapped in the vault at the East National Bank. We'll have him for you in a few hours. Booth out.
Here's your drink, Alana. Thank you, dear. Oh, and Miss Hawks, don't ever call me that again.
Do you want me to contact the ground corps and the air controllers for backup, Madam Mayor?
No, don't be silly, little girl. I've already got everything taken care of.